This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joins us every single week to talk Braves. Grant, how are you?
Doing well, guys.
Got to feel like, I mean, obviously the season is still, you know, it's been up and down. It's been frustrating. But being able to do this to the Mets and now five straight games has to, I know it makes me feel better. I know it makes Braves fans feel better. Kind of like the perfect elixir for the frustration that we felt most of the season.
Yeah, what is it? Mets fans tears that people were drinking a few years ago.
Yes.
So that's a unique market, I guess. But be that as it may, I mean, the wins need to come against anybody and everybody for the Braves at this point. And, you know, the head-to-head against the Mets, I don't know that you could pick a better opponent. Obviously, the Phillies coming up would be a pretty good one as well. That really helps you climb back out of the hole that you had dug by falling into that tailspin of losing six consecutive series at a time in which the Phillies were hot to start with, and then the Mets got really hot, and then all of a sudden you look at the division standings, which I'm a big proponent of not looking until Memorial Day, but man, it wasn't looking good, that's for sure. So now the Braves have managed to pull themselves up by the bootstraps and at least get within, you know, a runner's distance, if you will, of catching up, because it is a long season, and the Braves do have a significant amount of time left, but each and every opportunity and every series that goes by that you don't take advantage of could really cost you down the line.
Grant, there was no shortage of Braves players that were criticized offensively for very slow starts, and I think Matt Olson was one of them. Feels like he's obviously turned the corners a lot more locked in. Does him getting going give you a little bit more confidence that some of the other guys in turn could also get going?
Well, clearly, Matt Olson was able to workshop some ideas, started hitting the ball a lot softer and bunting for hits, and was able to get himself out of the slump. But no, I mean, look, over time, talent wins out. You keep doing what you're good at. And Matt Olson is a very good hitter who was going through a slump. And unfortunately, it was concurrent and timed with a lot of other slumps that have been going on, some of which seem to be no closer to ending than they have been at any point over the last couple of years. And that is perplexing, baffling. I mean, pick a bunch of adjectives that maybe we can't say on the air, but it has been the Braves' issue to deal with is offensively, can you get enough players going at the right time in the right direction? And clearly nobody can, I think, spark it more and do more for this offense to turn it over than Ronald Acuna Jr., but he's only one guy. So having Matt Olson going, you see him stacked at the top of the order now, hitting one and two, I think you get them the most at-bats you possibly can to see if they can do the most damage. The unfortunate thing is you've got shortstop, you've got second base, you've got left field, all of which have been questionable all year long in center field as well. And now we'll see if Michael Harris is a little bit banged up on top of not swinging the bat well. But I think it's just, again, it comes down to the collective. The talent has got to win out over time, but you know, we've been waiting for a while to see this thing turn over again.
One aspect of Ronald Acuna's five-tool repertoire they hadn't seen a lot since he's come back has been stealing bases. He's stolen one each of the last couple days, though.
Now, yep.
I don't know, you know, I don't know if that means he's going to start doing that every day or what, but he's certainly done that the last couple of days. And obviously, we understand the pressure that that puts on the defense and the pitcher and something else that they have to think about, even when he's not at the plate, just when he's on the base path. Do you think that? I don't know. Do you think that he's going to do a little bit more of that maybe than we had anticipated just coming off of the injury, or the last couple of days was just the perfect opportunity?
No, I really think that this is just kind of part of the progression, right? I mean, you go through everything that you needed to get to the rehab assignment. Then you concentrate on everything that you need to there. You come back up, you get yourself established. Now he's got a base, I feel like physically, a base built up of, okay, I feel, you know, the normality, I guess, of playing every day again, and I know what my body's capable of. And, you know, you just start getting those reps and that experience, the confidence also starts to build back up. So now he's a full year plus removed from the knee injury. I'm sure that he was able to glean a lot of feelings and a lot of experience from the last time it happened so that he would know when his body is saying, okay, I think we're ready to, you know, take that next step and to challenge ourselves running the bases. We've seen elite sprint speed from him, whether it's scoring from, you know, going from first to third or scoring from first. Ronald still has that tool when he needs it. But as a base runner, he is definitely somebody who can create and just foster havoc out there. And that can't be a bad thing either when you're just trying to get the opposing pitcher as uncomfortable as possible. And I don't know that there are too many base runners that do it better than Ronald Acuña Jr. does.
It is Grant McCauley on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta Braves insider here on 92.9 The Game, a host of From the Diamond, which is going to air this week Sunday at 5 p.m. Grant, last week we had talked to you and it looked like Raisel Iglesias had a couple of strong outings and maybe turned a corner. This week he's had two kind of questionable ones, although most of the trouble yesterday was actually put on by De Los Santos. But Dylan Lee has continued to look strong. Yep. Are we any closer to him maybe snagging a full-time closer role?
I don't know if we're at full time yet, but clearly you're looking for somebody to give you the consistency and the continuity of knowing how your bullpen is going to flow from that, you know, that chart that you look at where you're like, okay, well, I know who's going here and here, and maybe it's in between where you're trying to bridge a gap. And when the closer struggles, I mean, the entire bullpen goes through it in a way because you're asking guys to do different things. And even if you've got some experience, is it really going to stack up to what you need in that spot? So you kind of have to go out there and see it and have guys prove it. And Dylan Lee has been proving it for a while now. And he's been, I think, an underrated piece of that bullpen for the last couple of years coming into 2025. But watching him with that slider, working over Juan Soto, he's also been reaching back at 97, dotting the corners. I mean, that's what it looks like as far as closers are concerned, rising to the occasion in the right moments and the big moments. And he's done that. So if that was the audition, then I would say maybe he does get some run here for a while. But I would also, on the Iglesias front, I'm not concerned about what I've seen the last couple of outings, particularly with last night's. He's had some bad, bad ball luck at times. He's also been handed some situations where I don't think that anybody anticipated Raisel having to throw last night, but that is part of the job as well, to be ready whenever the bullpen phone rings. And I think he's going to continue to do that, but he's still working through it to, I think, get comfortable with what his pitch mix is without that slider being any part of it.
Hopefully the bullpen phone doesn't have to ring too many times tonight with as many guys as they used last night, but there is a really young pitcher on the mound starting the game for the Braves. What's reasonable to expect from Didier Fuentes in his second start tonight?
I think you'd certainly like to see the five innings out of him. If it's three runs or less, you'll take that. And then you just got to hope that the offense can do its work, and it's going to have to. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there have been a lot of just pretty well-pitched games this year that the Braves have been in it and lost. And that's been kind of the bugaboo, if you will, for them, is not being able to win these close games. And if you do get a good pitching performance from him, I don't think you're asking him to overextend just to cover for extra relievers that were used in yesterday's game. I think some of that onus would really fall on Grant Holmes in the finale to maybe cover some more innings and give guys some rest. But with a young kid, get comfortable, have a game plan, attack the strike zone, execute, and just pitch to your strengths. And A.J. Minter told me this a couple of years ago. It's not about looking at a scouting report and saying, oh, this guy's not good at this, and then you're throwing your second or third best pitch to try to get him out. You need to pitch to your strengths and kind of find the balance between what he's not doing well and what you do the best in order to get the results that you want. So I think kind of simplifying things and pitching to your strengths is the easiest way for a young pitcher to come up, get comfortable, and get settled in, and hopefully cover five innings.
Grant, let's piggyback off that question. Let's say he only goes four, but you're certainly still in the game. You used Pierce Johnson last night. You used Dylan Dodd last night. If you do have someone lined up for a multi-inning relief spot tonight, who do you think that might be?
Oh, probably Luke Williams. No, I really don't know, to be honest with you. I think that it would fall more on the group than asking somebody to come in and throw two or more innings. I mean, if you had to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Have that. I guess you could ask Dodd to do it, though he, as a former starter, has kind of been in the one to, you know, maybe into that second inning, but there are guys that can do it, and you just kind of figure it out. The good thing is, I think, is that a lot of these pitchers, they're not in a place where they've thrown 3 out of 4 days or they've thrown 3 days in a row, and now you got to stay away from 3 or 4 of them in one night. That's when the bullpen, it really starts to get taxed and where things can kind of come apart. But I think they've got the guys that can do it, and I think that they've got a little bit better than advertised bullpen at times. They certainly haven't been the huge problem for this team. It just comes down to run scoring. Can you put this kid in a position to get comfortable and get settled in? And if the bullpen is a big part of this game, can you do the things you need to do offensively to win it, to allow them to just kind of go out and get their job done and hopefully keep the Mets off the board?
Hey, Grant, final one for us. Again, thanks for the time, as always.
Yeah.
What have you been able to find out, or what have you heard in terms of trying to inform your expectations for a Chris Sale timeline?
Yeah, I think that it's just the time factor is all that's at play here. I mean, you can get the treatment. I know that Brian Snitker talked about that the other day, that there are certain treatments they do to hope to promote the healing of the bones themselves. But I believe it's a couple of smaller cracked ribs on the rib cage itself. So we saw with Sean Murphy, he just had to wait around and let, you know, nature do its thing. There's not a lot that you can do outside of that. But if you look at it from the purely pragmatic and realistic timetable possibility, if he misses 5-6 weeks, then how many weeks does it take to ramp back up? I think we're probably talking about August here at the earliest, but I've been surprised before, but I just don't really see it as we are about, a week away from July. Having Chris Sale back before August the 1st would be nothing short of miraculous in my book.
Grant, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, as they've mentioned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.